Oh, snap. Somebody just dinged in here.
I'm dinging. You know, I'm a dinger.
Oh, man. This is a treat. What's up, ProSilly listeners? Welcome back or to the Professionally Silly podcast. You know what I'm saying? I'm your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones, and this is the podcast we talk about true crime, the paranormal, and the most random topics that I find online. Thank God for the internet. It heals all boredom. But this week, guys, we have a special guest. He's melanated, he's funny, he's talented, and he's able to grow amazing facial hair. Wes Roberts, a.k.a. DJ Hey Cousin from another dope solo podcast, The OD Podcast. What's poppin', man?
Dang, that was good.
Right?
And you say my introduction for you was good. No, that was good.
Oh, that, I mean, right. I'm speaking from down. The heart, bro. You know what I'm saying?
I can tell. I had to look down and make
all
sure.
All up inside
like,
my body cavities, man. All
yeah, right. Like, I mean, I am melanated. Like, oh, wow, she's right. Oh, man, I had to look down and check. Like, wow, she's right.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, whoa.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know if you're rocking the beard right now, but the last time I seen you, you had like this dope ass, like hella deep, deep, deep beard. Boy, that shit was fire.
Yeah, I still got it. I still got the beard right now. You know, it's a quarantine beard.
You hear that, ladies?
At this moment, even though it was growing out beforehand. And, you know, which is basically a multifaceted beard in a lot of circumstances. You know, so it's multifaceted.
I thought you were going to say a lot of circumcisions. I was like, oh, okay.
if it needs to, oh, okay. If it needs to.
All right then.
if we're put up against a wall, we may have to do it. You know,
we just have to do what we have to do.
You got
to
be ready.
You know, it is what it is.
Exactly. Exactly. It is. And I have my buddy with me. I have my spirit animal.
He's
right
gamer.
Here next to me laying down. Gamer's here. Ain't that right, buddy? Yeah.
Gamer
he's definitely
beautiful,
right,
all white dog. What kind of dog is Gamer again? Like a mini Eskimo or something?
Well, pretty much. He's a Maltese Pomeranian.
Yeah.
Mix. He's white with flourishes of brown, and I mean he's my spirit animal. He's the pork chop to my Doug. He's the Spunky to my Rocco. He's the Ren 10 to my Tin.
Mm, this is beautiful. This is beautiful. I have a cat. Mm-hmm. Her name is
mm-hmm.
Samantha.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. most of my listeners or, you know, supporters of my content know what that little angel of ball of fur fluffy goodness is. She's got like the cute little pink nose, gorgeous green eyes. Her bottom coat is all white, and above her top coat, man, we're talking about an array of beautiful colors. When the sunlight hit it, you'll know what you're looking at. Bitch is sexy.
Ooh-wee.
I'm telling you. She know it too. She know it.
So sexy.
I think she's Puerto Rican, honestly. I think.
Word. I felt some Hispanic, but I wasn't sure if it was mm-hmm. Puerto Rican or like a.
She gets Cuban a lot. She gets Cuban a lot.
Brazilian? Yeah, I was going to go with Brazilian. That's what I was going to go with. But either way, like I can feel
there's
the
something
spiciness.
Going on with her.
I can feel the sauce.
This is going to be a fun podcast episode because we have some things planned for you. But this past week, I have some interesting information.
Ooh.
I posted hella videos on my YouTube channel. Yeah, well, actually, two of my YouTube channels.
That's hella already.
But, it's a lot
already.
Of work, you know. And what happened was I went to visit the Hollywood Forever Cemetery. And I made a four-video mini-series about my trip there. So what happened was on my Professionally Silly channel, which is my first channel, that's where I started the Paranormal Black Activity series on that channel. Then I was like, you know what? My paranormal content is getting lost in my Professionally Silly content. So I decided to make it its own channel, like legit, like in August when I did this.
And that was a good choice. I mean,
I wish
that,
I did it
was
sooner.
A really good choice. I'm
honestly.
Happy you were able to see the forest through the trees. Yeah, yeah. No, no doubt. No doubt. Because, I mean, someone who entered your particular realm just as a professionally silly kind of thing. Oh, I wonder what she's going to do this time. I wonder
what's
going to
happen in
this
one. It's like a variety show.
You know what I'm saying? To all of a sudden, oh my God, it's very spooky all of a sudden. Why is it spooky
oh,
all
shit,
of a sudden?
Demons.
What? She's in a haunted mansion? Like, what? I don't understand. What's going on? Like, what?
You know, but I fell in love with the Paranormal Activity content. So, you know, creating it, the paranormal investigations themselves, the experiences, all of it is just amazing. You know, so I decided, hey, like Wes said, I wanted to branch out with that. And I wanted to put that particular content in its own category because it's so good. So what happened was there are, like I said, four videos for the mini series. There are two videos on my Paranormal Blacktivity channel, which we do more of the paranormal investigation, just more spooky, more interesting, more woo, what's going to happen?
Ooh,
there we go, buddy.
Kind of content.
And on the Professionally Silly channel, I've got two more videos about my visit there, but it's more of a vlog style. We learned a lot about the history of the cemetery, some of the celebrities and the Hollywood stars that are buried there. And we did do a little communication. You know, I took up my spirit box, my necrophonic app, and had a couple conversations with the dead and whatnot, you know, the usual.
All right. Okay, quick question. What celebrity caught you off guard the most seeing their headstone there?
To be honest with you, before I went, there looking for Jane Mansfield's cenotaph is what I was looking for. But, yeah. You know, she is Mariska Hargitay's mother.
Okay.
You know, she had a really, really horrible death, what happened to her. But I went there looking for her. I knew Judy Garland was going to be there. But the thing that surprised me the most when I found the Hattie McDaniel memoriam that they set for her. She was in the movie Gone with the Wind.
I'm about to say, who is that again? Like, it was right on the tip of my brain. Like, who?
Yeah, one of the first Black women to ever win an Oscar. So her memoriam was there because she wasn't the guy who owned Forever's Hollywood Cemetery was like super racist. So he didn't allow her to be buried there when she passed. So in the 90s, late 90s, they had new owners and they decided to fix that. And they built like a little memoriam for her, you know, to pay their respects, which I think she's buried in East LA currently, but you can still go there to pay your respects there if you don't want to go all the way out there. But I think it's kind of beautiful that they did that.
It's very
beautiful. That was kind of shocking.
Oh, yeah, so beautiful. And now the cemetery is at peace.
Mm-hmm.
There's peace amongst the dead now.
Yeah, dude. Let me tell you something. Yeah. So make sure you guys check out those four videos that I made for the Hollywood Forever Cemetery miniseries. They were awesome. So click the thumbs up button. Subscribe to both channels.
Do it.
Because there is so much more to come.
Do it.
You feel me?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Tell your grandma.
As a matter of fact,
tell your mom. Tell your sister. Tell your brother.
Tell everybody that you've seen ever in your life.
Mm-hmm. 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 just walk down the street and yell it out randomly. Like you have something wrong
with
you.
Just do that.
Just yell it out.
Take people's phones. Make them subscribe. Give it back. It doesn't matter. It's all good.
Exactly. You know what I mean? Exactly.
And actually, before we get started, I have an audio clip that I want you guys to hear of it.
This
fancy.
Is going
to be fun.
You're so fancy.
Yeah, I found a little audio clip on this bad boy. Okay, I think this is it right here. Let me turn this bitch up. All right,
let's get it. Let's go. What's up?
Yeah.
Let's see what's up.
You guys ready? I found it. Here it goes. Okay.
We're going to go to the Hollywood Forever Cemetery here in Los Angeles, California, to pay our respects, to admire the beauty, and also, hopefully, to communicate with the spirits that reside there.
What's going on, guys? It's your girl, Amber Smiles Jones, coming at you right now. Los Angeles, California. We're headed to the Hollywood Cemetery. What would you like to say to those of us who are still living? Facebook. You guys take a look at this hearse. I figure we should do a little investigation here. Hey guys, so right now we're kind of in the center of the Hollywood Forever Cemetery.
Okay.
What the? Bro, okay, so... bro, let me just tell you something. Even from that little clip, even from that small, like, snippet of the entire video, I felt I got a chill. I ain't gonna lie, I caught a chill, bro. I caught a chill. And it just, it made me sort of have the question, like, bro, what if you keep doing this shit and you really find something. Like, I mean, because yes, the paranormal is very real. Like, different planes of reality, and as far as your soul, all that's real. All that is definitely real. But it's whether or not you find it or not. Same thing as buried treasure. It exists. You got to find it. So, what happens, like, if you find it and, like, here's my thing. Here's what I believe. And I have to preface that, because what I believe may not be true, may not be what you believe, may not be what the artists believe. You know what I'm saying? It's just what I currently believe is, like, when a standard human comes mm-hmm. in contact with another worldly being, when they're done with the encounter, they have like a stench on them. They have like a, it's like you playing with a dog and now you smell like dog. It's kind of like that. Like it's kind of like that. Like you've had a conversation or interaction with something beyond you. So now you have that stench on you, and now you're going to attract just more stuff. And it's just like the dog smell. One dog might roll up and like that dog smell. Another dog might roll up and not like that dog smell and start growling at you and think you as a threat. Like it's.
I see what you're saying.
What are you gonna do?
I mean, luckily for me, like I haven't had anything demonic or anything so negative that I couldn't move on. But it's kind of a misnomer that you're always gonna take something with you, or that all spirits are dark and evil and stuff. Yeah, and that's what I mean? Even, it's just different.
I feel you, and that's not even like the point, because you know, like you said, good and evil, and gray. You know, that's all kind of the whole spectrum. Of ghosts and how they pass, and based off how they pass, where they sort of what their emotional state is. But mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But when the smell is on you, it's on you.
It's on you.
You know what I'm saying? So
I stink of spirits.
You know what I'm saying? And you're going to attract more spirits to you. You're going to be waking up in the middle of the night. There's going to be ghosts making grilled cheese sandwiches and shit in the kitchen. Like, you don't know.
If that's what they're going to do, I'm okay with that.
I didn't say the ghost was a good cook. Cheese. I didn't say it was going to be a good grilled cheese sandwich. Okay? I'm just saying they're now...
You're right.
They're now in your bubble, for a manner of speaking.
Yeah.
For that. Because, you know, who knows what's going to happen as you
continue that's
this.
True. The future is unknown, and the paranormal, the experiences, and the quote-unquote science behind it isn't really an exact science. It's unknown. That's why it's called paranormal.
You know,
so anything can happen or not. You never know. But if it does, I'll be sure to bring out my camera.
I mean, that's all you can really do at this point. You don't got no proton packs or nothing, no kind of...
Yeah, no proton
packs. You know what I'm saying? That's really all you can really do. Because, you know, if you're going to go down swinging, I want to see it. I want to see.
Okay, we all going down. So last week, guys, we went down a specific avenue of the paranormal. We discussed paranormal police encounters, and it was a very interesting episode, because I, for one, I never really actually thought about all those things that police officers could see or any of the first responders for that mm-hmm. matter. I mean, they see death very often, and it makes sense, especially when they're wearing their uniforms that the spirits want to communicate with them, because, you know, we're told at an early age as a community-ish, you know, maybe not black folk, but mm-hmm. as a community mm-hmm. that we can trust people in uniforms, you know, and perhaps the spirits think the same thing even after death. So if you haven't heard that episode yet, I did it last week. Make sure you check it out. It was super interesting researching that episode and reading all those paranormal encounters that these officers experienced. It was interesting.
That sounds super
interesting.
Ghost, put your hands on your head, ghost, or whatever your head is, because it's not attached to your neck like it would normally be. Find your head and then put your hands on it.
Do it now. My head's in the river, bro. I can't. That's why I'm out here looking for that shit. Yeah,
that's
man.
How I died, obviously.
So this week we are gonna pop things off with some spooky stories. Mm. Stories that make you wonder if any of us are ever really safe at all, or at least I'll make you laugh.
Spoiler alert, we're not. Spoiler alert, we're not.
Never safe. I mean, let's be honest. Nothing says Halloween season like being scared shitless and laughter.
That's such a great cocktail emotionally. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Being mm-hmm. scared until you pee a little bit, and then laugh until you pee a little bit. Those are great combos.
You will pee. That will happen.
You just know there's pee coming out of you.
You're listening to this. You're gonna be peeing.
Get ready to pee, y'all.
Oh man, I went ahead and I searched the all-knowing internet, and I found some awesome spooky stories to share. You know, before I get started, I want to go to remind you guys that if, you know, you're my favorite listener. I'm telling you that right now to your ear. Okay, I appreciate this. I appreciate you for coming back here all the time. You know, also guys, if you have a ghostly story, embarrassing moment, or anything at all, honestly, because this podcast has many amazing topics, email me your stories to itsprosilly@gmail.com. Everything is spelled correctly. I know I'm black, but ITS is ITS. There's no Z in anything. It's professionally silly at gmail.com.
I love how you
also, guys,
I love you at the preface.
Right? You have to. It's ridiculous. I love you guys. Leave me a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. I know it doesn't sound like much, but the more good reviews that we receive for our podcast, the better chance that we have reaching new listeners. And Wes will tell you, as a solo podcaster, it's not an easy task.
It's not.
So we need your help.
It's not. We need your help out there, player. We need it.
And also make sure you leave a review for the OD podcast, man. It's available.
You shouldn't have. Thank you.
It's available everywhere, bro. Get that.
Yeah.
You know. Oh, and one more thing before we get started. Check out the podcast, my podcast Twitter and Instagram page. It's Pro Silly, ITSPRO, and then the word silly. So for now on, the Instagram page should have photos and or videos pertaining to the episodes that I record or that you guys listening to. So take a look at those as you listen along and have some fun.
Yeah.
Please feel free. Right? Just have some fun. Feel free to reach out to a bitch on Twitter.
Do it.
On Twitters, as Wesley says. You know what I'm saying? It's Pro Silly. You know, let me know about the if you're listening to older episodes. Those matter too. They may be old to me, but they're new to you. So share it with me. We can talk about it. You know what I'm saying? So that's, I have another exciting announcement, but I'll save that towards the end of the show. So why don't we go ahead and jump into this scary shit? What you say?
Yeah, let me stretch first.
Stretch. Everybody got their diapers. Get your drinks.
Make sure your bladder
hydrate
is either full or empty. I mean, whichever one you
want
to go
check
with.
Check your temperature. I don't want you having COVID while
you're listening. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Check your heart rate. Make sure you're not sweating too profusely. You know what I'm saying?
We want
just enough moist. Not too much. Not dry. But just enough moist. Mm-hmm. Just to know you're good.
Moist.
add a little extra at the end of it.
I've got about 1, 2, 3, 4. I think I've got about 6 or 7 short, spooky stories. I mean, we're talking about, they range. They're not all ghostly. They're not all paranormal. They kind of range. You know, one of them doesn't end the way you expect it to. So we're going to have ourselves some fun on this. You got your diapers on, man?
Gamer, you got your dog diaper? Yeah, there it is. Yep.
Yeah.
Special order.
Everybody's
special order just for you.
Everybody's prepared? All right. Super sweet.
Now, okay. Mind you, are you going to be doing this in any particular order, from least scary to most scary? No. Okay. All right, bet. Let's run.
We're going to dive in this bitch. That's what we're going to
do.
We will take a little break after after like 3 or 4 of these, so I can go ahead and put in these ads. You know, I got to get this money.
Of course. This ain't free.
And then we'll, right?
I mean, it is, but you know, I gotta get heat. I gotta be alive to do the free stuff.
Right. As a matter of fact, before we get started, let's go ahead and put in an ad real quick. We're gonna come back after this break, and I'm gonna put it on you. Okay, creepy style.
Yeah. Put it on me creepily. Put it on me spooky. I want it spooky. Put it on me spooky like.
We'll be right back after this. Bye.
Hey, gamer. My trusted companion, confidant, / spirit animal. I don't know if I can convey to the audience how great this podcast is within 60 seconds. Wait, what? I mean, yeah, it's called the OD Podcast because all the information and things you may learn here may cause you overdose. What? I mean, yeah, if you come here with an open mind, heart, perspective, you'll leave with everything plus some laughter. Yeah. What? What'd you say? I mean, yeah, we talk about everything under the sun, around the sun, and in the cosmos. Yeah, that's true. Huh? What? And yeah, it's a perfect place to work on your verbal roundhouses. Damn it, I chose wisely. You heard him here, folks, all right? Here at the OD Podcast, where doses may vary, you get everything you need to become a better person and less of a jerk, all right? Come join us. We promise you'll learn and leave with something amazing. We love you. Come stay with us.
Oh, man, that was a lovely break.
One, yeah, I got to stretch some more. I got to pee and then fill my bladder back up. So it's like I never even left.
Refilled that motherfucker real quick.
Exactly, like a gas tank, you know what I mean?
Got you. Okay. Y'all ready to be spooked out by these spooky stories?
Ooh, hold on, Game, are you ready? Game, you ready?
Oh, he was
I like the confidence. I like the confidence. Yeah.
It's about to go down. Creepily. So this first one, man, is called Ghost Elevator.
Oh my goodness. Okay, stop. I'm done. I don't want to play no more. I'm done.
I'm tired. I'm taking the stairs. I'm done. Living on the first floor. There's no reason to go up or down.
Oh goodness. This building's probably like 48 stories and shit. Okay, all right, I'm with it. All right, let's go. Let's get it. All right.
Ghost Elevator. All right. It reads, got into a lift from the top floor to head down. Lift stopped at the fourth floor. Door opened. Saw people standing outside, really still, making no attempt to come in, but despite me being alone inside, and there was room for them. The automatic lift door then closed, and before it was completely shut, I heard someone outside say, "Why is a lift so full of people?"
Oh.
And they're calling it a lift. It's probably like up in Europe.
I was about to say, like, this has to be like
London. Go into the lift on the top floor to head down. Yeah. That was really not good. Anyone who's from London right now or from the UK listening to this, I apologize.
C-, D plus. Yeah, around that.
It came out really cartoony.
That's fine. That's fine. Okay. It was meant to be cartoony slightly. Okay.
So that was the first one. It was a really short one. It wasn't that long, but it did give you a little, oh shit. You know?
Exactly. That's
oh no. Oh. We don't need any of that.
We need to just rename what that terror, but like uneasiness, like that uneasy you feel. We need to replace that with just whatever you just said. Just call it that.
The what the fuck factor?
We call it that.
That's a good way to describe the what the fuck factor. You gotta be real careful with that what the fuck factor, though. Yeah.
You can't go overboard. To cause some suspicion in the person's reality. Like what the
right,
bruh? I don't. Hold on now. Wait. Hold on.
I don't know about this questions. One. You ready for the next one, friend?
No, but go ahead.
No, this one is it's entitled Nursing Schools at Night.
See, that don't even sound right. You know, kids, they're supposed to be asleep, so why would you do... Okay, all right, okay. Let's go. Let's do it.
You ready? Let me take a little hit of my...
Oh, my God.
Of my alcoholic beverage.
Yeah, let me get some Wawa in me. Let me get some...
Some Wawa. Wawa. Now, this is nursing schools at night, but it's not the nursing school you're thinking about. This is the kind of nursing school, like a medical nursing school.
Oh, okay.
Now, like babies. Yeah. All right, so it reads, used to work late shifts as IT classroom support for college. We didn't get a lot of high priority calls from night classes, so among other duties, we get a lot of repairs and maintenance done that couldn't be done when the classrooms were in use during the day. I don't mind the dark, so I wasn't in the habit of turning the lights on inside of classrooms when I entered if I was just doing something real quick on a computer. Well, I had a ticket to install something on the instructor's PC in a classroom I had never been in before. It's about 10 p.m. when I get around to this ticket and I head into the room. I get about halfway across the room and suddenly freeze. The hair on the back of my neck is standing up and I feel 100% that I'm being watched.
Oh.
No. No, I'm surrounded.
Oh.
Then as my eyes start to adjust, I see them. This entire classroom is encircled by hospital beds sticking out from the walls. And every bed, there's a person sitting up looking right at me. Holy fucking shit, I blurt out. Oh, I'm sorry, I also blurt out before finally realizing that they're all just plastic dummies and I was in a nursing classroom.
Oh my goodness. Okay, all right. Okay, goodness, I'm sitting here trying to have a conversation with each individual goosebump, trying to make sure they can go down, and they just dummies. Okay, all right.
See, I told you that not all of them are what they seem. I read that one, and I was like, I got to put this one in.
All right, goosebumps, false alarm, goosebumps. You can go down.
I mean, it still counts as a spooky story.
It does.
It just wasn't spooky for long. Fleeting spookness.
Short range.
Another band name.
Short range spook.
Yeah, there you go. So that wasn't as bad, right?
No, that wasn't as bad. But it was like a. Because for me, how I visualize it, like the art of scare, is like a roller coaster. Like it goes up, goes up, goes up, goes up, and then it drops. Mm-hmm. And that drop is the initial fright. And then it just goes and does whatever after that.
As someone who doesn't like roller coasters very much, but the analogy is still square when it comes to the emotion of listening to something where you don't know what the fuck is going to happen.
There you go.
That's where I get my thrill. You know, books.
Paper.
Yeah. Voting. Yeah. Make sure you guys go out and vote.
Yeah, do that.
That's a good little segue. Vote. Do that. November 3rd is coming up real quick.
Exactly.
Motherfuckers.
Get it in early if you can.
Real quick. Listen, I got to say this too, man. I know a lot of people are like, well, I don't want to vote because I don't like either party. Listen, motherfucker, I don't like either of them either, okay? But I know what kind of president Trump is because we've already experienced that shit for 4 years. Mm-hmm. I don't know what kind of president Biden's going to be. I've heard lots of rumors about things. Same with Kamala Harris. But the point of the matter is neither one of them have ever been president or in office at the capacity that they're running for right now. And at this point, the unknown sounds more sexy to me than the hell that I already know exists.
Exactly. And here's another way.
Please vote.
Here's another way of putting it, audience, if you didn't like that particular way of describing it. Let's just say you hungry. You real hungry. Mm. You real hungry. All right. Mm. Now, you have two options. There's the bodega chili dog that exists that you know is going to be, it's not don't taste good. All right. It's going to give you bubble guts.
You know, it's going to gas you up.
You're 98% sure that, Muhammad dropped the hot dog on the floor, picked it back up, brushed it off and put it back on the roller. You know he did.
I'm almost positive. Sure. There's no way he did.
You know he did. Or, there's this dollar slice over here on the corner across the street. Yes, it's a dollar slice. Yeah, it's kind of like the Chinese food. You're going to be hungry again in a couple of minutes. But you've never even gone there before. You've never even had their pizza. You know what I'm saying? You have no idea. You know, regardless of what they say about that place, what they say about
it can be the best dollar slice of your life. You never know.
You don't know. You know what I'm saying? Regardless of the stigma of dollar
slice. Maybe it's a deal just for the day. You never know.
You don't know. You don't know. So why not try
International Pizza Day? You never know.
Which is great. So how about you try something new, regardless of the stigma attached to it and the things that you've heard? This thing that you know is gonna have you messed up. And on the toilet for the rest of the evening. Come on now. Come on.
Let's do that. Plus, they got a big ass blue way in the window, which means they passed their health inspection.
Yes. It got a what? 89? That's good. 89 works.
You straight.
That works. You know what I'm saying?
So, yeah. Go out and fucking vote. And for those of you that are not voting, listen, that is your choice, your option. I can't say nothing about it. But let me tell you this. If you don't vote and the person that you don't want to be elected is elected, I don't want to hear shit out of your mouth.
You can't say nothing.
I don't hear nothing.
You can't say nothing.
Don't tell me you care after it's too fucking late.
You can't say nothing. And you know what? I'm going to give y'all some perspective as a testimony, as a cautionary tale. Last time around, I didn't vote. Last time. You know why? I was like, you know what?
Oh.
You know what? They got it. They're not nincompoops. They, you know what I'm saying?
This is America. Yes, we are.
They understand the lesser of the two evils. You know what I'm saying? Between Hillary and Donald. Like, you know what? I mean, they're both not great choices, but we all know what the obvious choice is, right? You know what? So I'm not going to vote. They got it. Woke up the next day. In another universe. In another timeline.
Oh, shit. Fucking bizarro world in this day.
Yeah. So don't be me, okay? Don't be me.
That's a good slogan. Don't be me. That's a good slogan. I mean, it's very similar to, you know, as you guys know who listen, I'm really into true crime. That's my thing. And one thing I can tell you is a lot of people will suffer from the bystander effect, which means that no one does anything because everybody expects somebody else to do something. Mm. And if everyone's thinking that way, nothing's going to get done.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So vote. All right, moving on from the politics. I had to do that real quick because I have a small platform. Had to use it. You know. So the next story is called The Dark Figure in the Basement.
Oh, man, we got niggas in the basement. Okay. Oh.
Mm-hmm. You already know, son. Oh, my God. There's probably a nice little tight blunt down there.
Oh, my God. It's been there for centuries.
Right.
Just
and
right.
For some reason, the tip is still wet as hell.
That's spooky. That's spooky.
That's spooky shit. Ghosts with a wet lip. Oh, God damn. I hate smoking weed with people with wet ass lips. Stop, man. Stop licking your lips every time. Stop. It's nasty.
Just get some water.
Don't pass it to Joey.
Stop licking
don't pass
your lips.
It to him.
Stop licking your lips. Oh, God. Oh.
Ugh. Jesus. Anyways. The dark figure. In the basement. Ooh, that's a different little... Okay.
Yeah. Ooh, okay.
It reads, I used to work as a graveyard custodian in the building by myself. Now, when I started, I was told that the building was pretty weird and that I should stay on my toes. I called bullshit, but after working there for a year, I was pretty much convinced something weird was happening. I was riding the elevator to the different floor, but instead of going to that floor, it went straight into the basement. Hmm? The doors opened, and they are open for maybe 10 seconds or so. And I can't see anything in this room. All of a sudden, a dark figure starts walking towards the elevator, and I freak the fuck out. I hit the door to close button and figured I just keep hitting it and hitting it. But the figure itself, it just keep getting closer and closer. I ended up standing outside the building for about half an hour or so while the police searched the basement. What really freaked me out is that the one entrance into the basement was locked and barred, and they didn't find anyone down there. After searching everywhere. Can you imagine this, listeners. It's late as night as fuck. You're in a dark ass building. You're the security guard. You gotta do your shift. Okay? You got a few floors that you gotta do every 20 minutes. All right? You gotta get this paycheck. At the very least, just walk through that bitch and check your email. I don't know.
Exactly.
So, you get into the elevator. You hit floor 3. And then the elevator takes you down to the basement instead. Oof. The doors open into a pit of darkness. And somehow, through that darkness, you were still able to make out something darker than its surroundings. And it makes its way towards you. You panic. You press the door to close button, but nothing happens.
Bruh, stop, bruh. Can we just take a break real quick, bruh? I don't like this at all, it's like
it's probably dark where you are.
It's not. It's like it's not. It's completely lit in this room I'm in, but I still feel darkness in my mind right now, and I don't like that. I like my mind bright. All right, this isn't no. You know what? I'm happy.
Yeah. So you did the same shit to me on your podcast, and now you can't take it.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't give you this macabre feeling I have right now. This
motherfucker, you created an entire terrifying movie.
But it wasn't real, okay? It was fictional. This happened.
Oh, okay. I'll give you that.
Bruh! I told you about that. Oh, my God, bro. I'm about to have Gamer take over, because
on West podcast, we literally just recorded a podcast for his podcast, and he was making up this like honestly great movie that needs to be made out of his head. And so I remembered I had a soundboard application, and a lot of my listeners have heard a few of the random sounds in my episodes before. So anywho, the girl scream that you just heard, I played that while we were doing his podcast episode, and I scared the shit out of him because he didn't know.
Yeah, similar to now, actually.
So I had to do it again.
Yeah, very.
Sorry, man.
Mm-hmm. And got a similar effect. Oh, man, you got two more times, and I'm just going to tag Gamer in, and he's just going to be doing dog noises as you're talking. So, yeah, I just can't believe how what's going on.
Well, tell Gamer I got another story for him. It's called The Ghost Child Warned Me.
His ears just poked up when you gave the title of that one. I don't know if that's good or bad. We about to see.
Yeah, dude. You know, there's one thing that freaks me out is ghost children. That's just, first of all, I'm going to be honest with you, and I apologize for all my Caucasian listeners, but white children scare the shit out of me, and it's because of all these fucking movies. They always got dark-ass eyes speaking Latin and shit. I don't have
twins,
time. Their heads be turned
same
around.
Same clothes.
Look, just like how some of you white folk are terrified of black people like we're going to rob you, I'm terrified that your children are going to steal my soul. It's a different thing.
The same way you walk down a dark alley and you're afraid some melanated individual is going to come and take all your stuff, I'm afraid that I'm going to be walking down really just any street, and Anglo-Saxon child is going to stop me dead in my tracks and just point. Not say anything,
right.
just point to something.
God damn it, that is terrifying. I don't want any Anglo-Saxons walking up to me pointing that shit, not saying anything. You better have words coming out your mouth. Like, look at that. They got free weed over there. Oh, okay,
that's nice. Thank you, Anglo-Saxon
Thanks.
Child.
Look at that. They handing out free fried chicken. Oh, shit.
Oh, word.
Man, you are my new best friend.
There's new Jell-O. There's Jell-O over there. There's free Jell-O over there. Oh, thank you. Thanks.
Oh, snap.
Thanks, Timmy.
Hold on, what color
appreciate
is
that,
it?
Timmy. You better have dialogue when you run up on me. Have some dialogue.
Yeah. So, anyways.
Okay, let's...
The ghost child warned me. Now us.
Oh, my goodness.
You ready, son?
No. No, well, go ahead.
Oh. This is for all of my listeners.
I don't like this.
It reads, during college, I used to travel on a lot of weekends between my hometown and my college. It's about a 90-mile drive. One weekend, an acquaintance of mine from high school also decided to drive home in a separate car. On Saturday night, I had a very vivid dream where this infant girl came up to me and said, please take care of my sister. And showed me an image of a car crash on the highway consisting of a silver Corolla, my friend's car, and a black Ford Explorer. The next morning, I immediately called her and told her about the dream and asked her if she has a sister, because I've only ever met her brothers. Her response was that Well, my mom had a stillborn girl. Right, okay. And then I asked how old she would have been today, and she said 5. It immediately clicked that the infant from my dream was her lost sister. I talked her into driving back with me the next night and watched the news only to see an identical image of what I saw in my dream. Only this time, it was only a Ford Black Explorer. Still freaks me out to this day.
No.
The ghost child warned her.
I'm just going to keep saying no.
Saved her sister's life. I mean, it is to be said, guys, you know, that ghosts, like I said, it's not an exact science, but it is to be said that ghosts sometimes can see things in different realms and different prisms or whatever you want to call
timelines
it of our world.
Parallel dimensions. You know, all the different spectrums.
And they can warn you about stuff like that. So it's been known. There have been a lot of reports that people, their lives were saved because a spirit warned them that something was going to happen. It happens a lot more often than we think.
Oh no, yeah. I mean, and those are just the cases that people actually have enough courage to talk about. You can only fathom the stuff that happens that people never bring up again.
Don't mention. Yeah, it's like, I ain't talking about this shit. They're gonna think I'm fucking crazy.
Exactly. You know what? I believe that's why the black the black community. Is you don't hear about it a lot because it happens, but we just don't talk about it. Like we just keep it to ourselves and just keep it moving.
It never happened.
Yeah, it didn't happen. What you talking about?
Yeah, that's just wild, bro. So listen, if you have a weird ass dream that seems really real, you just might want to, you know, take a little second thought about it before dismissing it.
Yeah. And then go
professionally silly life rules, man.
Yeah. And you know, if it helps, write it down. If it helps you
write that shit down,
like sort of recall that moment more concisely, write it down.
If you're anything like me, you'll forget your dreams the moment your eyes open.
I hate that. It's be the dope dreams too that happens. Like, oh, I was.
Yeah, like, damn, something happened.
Something. I was somewhere doing something, and then
something occurred. Son of a bitch.
I just know it was dope.
Since we're talking about ghosts, got another one for you. Ghost car crash, son.
What? Ghost got...
Ghost car crash.
Ghost got licenses now? Like, oh, come on, G. Like, what...
Probably not. It's probably
yeah, that's not right. I mean, there's a goddamn ghost DMV. You gotta go to the ghost driving test. Like, bruh.
Just as annoying. Takes twice as long because everybody's dead. They got nowhere else
to be. They're chilling. I don't mind. What's my number say? Infinity?
It's like on Zootopia when the sloth is like trying to do his thing.
Yeah.
It's like, son of a bitch, can we speed this up?
Bro, I got some more death to do. Like, what's going on, bro?
I have some more death to do. I'm dead. You guys ready for ghost car crash? Oh, yeah. Yeah. You have no choice.
It doesn't. That's why I didn't answer. I'm just like, yeah.
I don't have an option.
I don't have a choice.
It reads... My daughter and I were driving from Wichita Falls, Texas, to Oklahoma City on I-44 to catch our plane from Pennsylvania. It was 4:05 a.m., and I remember I was afraid we'd miss our flight, and the highway was empty. We were almost out of Lawson city limits when we saw an older model car, light blue or silver, launch off the embankment, roll 3 or 4 times, end over end. I could actually see a human fly in the air.
Oh.
I pulled over, right? That's some shit. I pulled over and called 911 and gave them the GPS coordinates of the overpass. I asked the dispatch if I should back down the highway, and she told me not to because there was an officer less than 2 minutes away. 20 minutes later, I get a call from the police asking exactly where it was. I repeated the info. The officer said that he was sitting at the location and there was nothing there. Not a skid mark, broken glass, or flattened grass. Nothing at all. When I got home, I Googled it, and this is what I found out. Exactly 10 years prior, a group of teenagers were speeding down a suburban road when they lost control, flipped over a guardrail, and rolled down the embankment. All six kids were killed. They were driving a 1986 Oldsmobile. The time of the accident, 4:05 a.m. And everybody knows 80s Oldsmobiles are usually always fucking white or silver.
Okay. All right. Okay. You know what? You know,
right?
In the... spectrum of ghostly moments that a human could have, that's not too bad. It's not too, like, you didn't, like, there was no direct interaction.
I mean, I give you that, but there was definitely a what the fuck factor after she, because, I mean, she saw a human, fly out of a car. You know, and then she goes home and she looks the shit up and finds out, oh, okay, well, someone died 10 years ago, six people, as a matter of fact, the same exact way at the same time. That's a big what the fuck factor.
Oh, no. Oh, yes. Yes. No, you're not wrong about anything you just said. Not at all. Just stating. The realm of things that could happen to a mortal within the paranormal verse, that's subjectively light work. That's still a lot to digest. there's still possible levels of trauma to deal with on that, but that's not too severe.
See, I'm just trying to make my flight.
Again, you were a pedestrian.
I don't witness the whole ass ghostly death again. Like, this is right.
Again, you know what I'm saying? Who knows how many times?
We've got two more stories here, friend. You ready?
Oh. Okay.
Stop asking me that
because it doesn't really matter what I say. The answer
this, is hell no.
My answer isn't even justified. It doesn't matter what it is. It's just so let's just exactly. No.
Let's all do right, this Wes, anyway. I don't consent to the fear. What? Well, it's too bad. Sorry, buddy.
No consent. fear rape. This is fear rape.
The next one is called My Teacher Hitchhiked with a Serial Killer.
Oh.
This one isn't even ghostly. This is some real shit.
Okay. I'm kind of with this one. Because you know what? This reminds me.
Oh yeah, I used to love that cartoon.
Remember the cartoon Tiny Toon Adventures? Yeah, they had a TV movie that came out during the midst of their run, called like What I Did on My Summer Vacation or something like that, and another one, they went on a road trip to an amusement park, and on the way there they picked up a hitchhiker, and he was like an axe murderer, and the whole time they were trying to kill kids.
Axe murdering
on the
rude.
Way to Funland. It was great, but it is inconsiderate, and I'm just not for it. But as a spectator,
I just don't want to be axe murdered.
Yeah,
I'm good.
Yeah,
I'm not trying to go down Lindsay Borden style.
Exactly.
I'm good.
That's not.
I don't want that.
Lindsay Borden style. Yeah, exactly. Okay, with that being said,
let me just shake the goosebumps off my neck. Once again, listeners, this one's called Hitchhiked with a Serial Killer. And it reads, not my story, but my history teacher's hitchhiker story. As a teenager, my teacher lived in Cook County, Illinois, and frequently would walk around town and the city, as most people do. One day, he was offered a ride by a largish man in a car and hitchhiked home. The driver had on a clown suit and makeup kit in the back of his car because he said he worked as a clown part-time, which should have sent bells ringing, but he thought nothing of it. which, let's be honest, dudes, I don't have time for that. Okay. I don't fuck with clowns.
No. Yeah, so, no, pimping.
He got driven to his mom's house and he thanked the driver and left. My history teacher said the driver was one of the most polite people he has ever met. A few years later, my teacher found out that the man that he got into the car with was John Wayne Gacy Jr. Wow. Now, for those of you who don't know who John Wayne Gacy is, John Wayne Gacy Jr., he is a pronounced serial killer, but he mostly killed young children, boys mostly. And he did dress up as a clown, and he did this weird thing where whenever he dressed up as a clown, he would have like the weird angled points with his makeup, and most clowns would round their points for their smiles and stuff, but he would always make a point at them, a sharp edges of his makeup. He is also considered the person that the movie It is actually written about, was inspired by, was John Wayne Gacy Jr. So,
yep. he's the prototype of scary clown imagery and the overall.
He started scary that
clown motif that's also popular. That's also popular today.
Which, let's be honest, at this time, I think it was like the late 70s. The clown scare thing wasn't a thing yet, so people weren't really as terrified of as them as they are now.
At all.
But he started that.
I mean, come on now. Come on now. Like, if it wasn't for him, there would be no association with clowns and murder.
Murder.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if it wasn't for him, those two points would have never been
connected. And if I remember correctly, he buried most of those bodies in his basement or whatever, you know? So, we may have to do a John Wayne Gacy episode. I do discuss true crime on my podcast, but it's always hard to talk about, like, child murders and stuff. It's hard to make that shit funny, you know? I mean, it's hard to make any murder funny, you know? But it's professionally silly.
Waka waka.
All the kids are dead. It's not gonna work. All the kids are dead. Is that a song?
It was by Juice World. Very close.
I was like, that sounds like a song. It's so weird that I was like, isn't that a song about kids being dead? Isn't that a song? Oh my god, it's my jam. Turn it up.
No, that's a song for everything. Right. Okay.
We're down to our last and final spooky story. I would ask if you're ready, but I know your answer.
Thank you. You've adjusted. Finally.
I've understood. Golly. It only took me about 6 or 7 stories to figure that out.
Yeah, that's all. That's not a lot. That's not a lot at all.
This story I like to call, it's not safe in the woods either.
No. No.
No. What? Wait.
Everybody knows, no one, while running for someone's life, no one ever stops, looks at woods, populated area, and a mansion, a empty mansion, and say, you know what? You know where I feel most safe? The woods. And then run into the woods. Like, no one thinks that. So, I mean, oh my God. Okay. Just let's go. Let's roll it. Roll the tape. Roll it.
And, oh God, you're funny as shit. And it reads, I go and walk my dog around my house pretty late at night, between midnight and 1 a.m. Maybe not the safest thing, but I live in the woods away from people.
Word?
Right.
Word? Is that safe? Word? For real? Okay. All right.
It might not be safe. Listen, I don't know who wrote this story. Oh, I don't really know who wrote any of them, what any of these people look like. I found all these stories on random sites, which I'll cite towards the end of the episode. But I just feel like this is a white woman. I don't know why. I don't know why.
Oh, to around 50. Around about 45, 50.
20. 35. Okay, I'm sorry.
45, 47.
47. All of my black listeners know what the fuck I'm talking about. Let's just say it is Friday. Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
So maybe not the safest thing, but I live in the woods and away from a lot of people. Anyways, I start walking downstairs and I notice my sister's door is open and the light is on. It always struck me as odd considering she moved out 6 years ago and nobody ever goes in there. I walk in to turn the light off and close the door and I see a man trying to hide behind the closet door. It's broken, filled with boxes, so there was real no way that he could actually hide from me. I act like I didn't see him. And I went to grab my shotgun from the other room.
There you go.
Went back in and told him not to move or I'd fucking kill him.
I like that. Right? I like that.
Fuck
I like
yeah. that. He went back in, and told him not to move or I'd fucking kill him. He jumped out from behind the closet door and took off running as fast as he could right past me into the garage and out into the woods. I could have shot him, but I didn't. I saw his face, and a few days earlier, he knocked on my door claiming to know my neighbor and said that he was looking for copper to sell. Asked if I knew any, if I knew or had any old copper that he could have. I gave him a few old car batteries that I had, and that was that. He said that he had two daughters that he was trying to take care of. I didn't call the cops, but That's the extent of my mercy. If he came back the next night, he was dead.
Ooh, okay.
So, it's not safe in the woods. See, let me tell you something. That right there reminds me of the movie The Strangers. Ooh. You know when they knock on the door? Is Tamron home? When they knock on the door to see what's going on, who's home, will somebody answer? And then they... Do you live alone? They try to case as much as they can. They'll watch your spot for a second. How many cars are in the driveway? Do they lock the door? Is there an alarm system? Do they have dogs? You know, they'll case your shit. So if someone knocks on your door and randomly asks you a question about somebody that you know don't live there and you've been there for a long time yourself, there's a good chance you're being
Why
cased,
are you
right?
doing this? Because you were home.
I don't think that we did this episode together, but I remember you and I recorded an episode not too long after or before. I recorded an episode, two episodes on this podcast, and it was horror movies that are inspired by true events, and there's two episodes, part one and two, and The Strangers
wasn't I on one of them episodes, bro? Why wasn't I in?
I don't Why'd know do what that? Happened, son. Did you have Anchor yet?
I don't know. I don't remember. I don't know when that was. Oh,
probably
that's
not.
No excuse. Really, that's okay. All right, cool.
Yeah, we're gonna go with that because that's the only thing you can't really dispute.
Touche.
You can't fight logic.
Touche. Touche.
Sorry, friend.
Check and mute.
But I do have good news, though. Now, I only covered, I think, six, I don't remember how many movies I did per episode, yeah. I have to double check. But there are lots
part
of
three.
Horror movies that are inspired. Yeah, so there will be a part three. So once the research takes a long fucking time, so, because I got to, you know, the synopsis, and if I haven't seen it, I want to watch it, or I haven't seen it in a while, then there's all types of, like, sequels and prequels and
scenes,
trilogies and
reboots. Reimaginings.
Dude.
I'm with you. I know. See, this is why you need
you know
someone like
saying?
Me to help you navigate those trenches more smoothly. I don't even know who you had with you the first two times, but they must all did okay.
No, it was just me.
Oh, work.
No,
okay, yeah.
Oh, this was February.
Oh,
this was February.
I wasn't
you
back.
Didn't have Anchor
I wasn't
yet.
Back yet.
I know for a fact that on at least on both of those we discussed The Strangers, of course, Chucky, The Conjuring, and there were some others. I can't remember them off the cuff right now because that was like months ago, and I've researched
so many
things.
Your brain is filled up. Oh, goodness,
filled up with research and creepy shit. There's no way I'm not on like a no-fly list with all the things.
Oh yes,
that are
boy, you cannot
search.
Get on a train right now. Yeah,
there's no way, you know, because like true crime, murders, rapes, stalking, paranormal, demons, cults, all that
all
is
you're
in my
missing
search
is like
engine.
How to build a bomb. So the only thing you're missing is that.
I'm never
all you're
Googling
missing.
That.
That's
never.
It.
I will never Google that.
They'll know. They'll know. Like, oh yeah, oh yeah. Pick her up. Go pick her up, Amber Jones.
Never googling that ever. There's no reason for me to know how to make a bomb. I don't. I'm good.
Oh,
I'm good. I might Google how to make a glitter bomb.
That works. That works.
That does more really danger, does. If you ask me, because you're stuck with that glitter forever. Like, that's never. Wrap.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. If I do a glitter bomb, it's going to be the tiniest pieces of glitter I could possibly find. Not that big confetti shit. If I'm building a glitter bomb, it's going to destroy everything you've ever touched
that's way
in
worse.
Your home.
They should pick you up for that.
When you move out 10 years later, the new owners will have to deal with that shit.
Honey, what's this glitter on the floor here?
Right. I'm going to be ending relationships with my glitter bomb. People don't even know. This is serious.
It was from the last house. So you think I'm stupid, huh? So you think I'm stupid? I don't know. I don't. Is that a trick question? I don't.
I feel like no matter what I say, I'm going to lose here. Yo, Wesley Roberts, yes. DJ Hey Cousin. It has been amazing having you come visit, man. Oh, I love having you guest host on here. It's so much fun.
Oh man! Oh, thank you. Thank you. I always appreciate coming over and getting scared of whatever shoes I have on and whatever drawers I got on at the time. And
I mean, you know, my goal is to make sure that everyone is completely naked at the end of every one
mission
of my podcast episodes.
Right now, I'm completely bottomless. So
boom.
I
like that top energy, man.
Exactly. All tops. We're all tops around here. Yeah. Especially when we scared. When we get scared, it's all tops. It's number tops.
Yep. Yeah. Wes, why don't we go ahead and let everybody know how to find you on your social media?
I mean, if you want to find a little Wes, a.k.a. DJ Hey Cousin, I mean, it's very, very easy, not hard at all. You can go to Instagram, by Wes Roberts for the professional. I'm not professional, for the personal. For the podcast, it's The OD Podcast. You know, very simple, very, very simple, very, very easy to find. You know, on the Twitters, it's Capricorn Jenkins, Wes D. Roberts. If you want to just say what's up, I'm on there a lot more frequent. I'm learning the ins and outs of like Twitter language and how just ridiculous and yet
hashtags, exactly.
You know, I appreciate that. You know, so go ahead and let me know. Let me know.
And I'll be sure to tag Wes, you know, my Instagram, the stories, as well as the It's Pro Silly Instagram page. So you guys can go ahead and just click that and easy to find him. Same with the Twitter, because every time I post an episode, I let you guys know on both of my Instagrams and my Twitter. So you guys can know what the fuck
exactly.
Is
I mean, every time you come to order an episode, I make sure I repost it. You know what I'm saying? To make sure that my following gets it.
And I appreciate that,
man. You're welcome.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And I don't know if you're aware of this, dude, but there have been at least, I would say, 12, 13 episodes, maybe more, where I have went ahead and shouted out the OD podcast. Because as content creators, it's hard to listen to everybody else's stuff, even though you know them. You want to.
I'll be feeling bad, too. I'll be feeling bad.
But there's... You have so much work. You have your own work to do. You know what I'm saying? So I thought I'd take the time right now to let you know.
I'll be bringing you up randomly, bro. I'll be like in stories or like little non sequiturs on my podcast. And, oh yeah, me and Amber was doing some of the Professionally Silly podcast, same as plug, and we was talking about this and da da da. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'll you know what I'm saying? I'll shout you out from heavens for real, okay?
From the heavens. Yeah. I'm trying to remember the first podcast episode we did together. Was it the Home Alone the two sentences or less creepy stories or something?
It was
something creepy.
Definitely something creepy ass.
Because we've done at least two, right?
At least. Yeah.
Two or three, I think.
But yeah, it was something of, I won't say similar to this, but it was a story. And I think that was the second time we got together. It was like a list of stories. So. I don't remember the first time, though. The first time, I think we was just doing whatever, in a sense.
Oh, yeah, we were just kind of shooting
I think
the shit.
So.
on one of those. I have so many podcasts, and I've had this podcast since 2018. Yeah. So I've done a lot of shit, and I don't remember everything. So I'm really glad that I have it. It's a lot. You count that plus the two YouTube channels that I have and my TikToks and shit. I do content nonstop, exactly. So I forget things I've already posted. I have to double check to make sure I don't redo.
You're gonna feel real bad, you know? If someone walks up to you. The one from,
you're breaking up a little bit, 2019,
when you did this. yeah, that might have changed your life, but for me, that was just Tuesday.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
Yeah.
So you say. Prove it.
I don't believe you. That was your favorite one? I don't.
Tired of these fucking lies.
The treachery. I don't believe you. I don't believe you. Show me.
Treacherous bitch. Said that hard as fuck. Treacherous ass hoe.
Oh.
All right, man. I'm going to go ahead and shut this bad boy down. This is going to be a longer episode than I expected, but they always are when you do it with a friend. You know, it's always so much fun.
The time just passes
by. You know
by.
What I mean? Oh, before we go, I want to go ahead and shout out this this app that I want to do with you, Wes. It's called Stereo. So if you guys want to check me out on Stereo at True Smiles Jones, I'm going to be doing some live podcast episodes ish on Stereo. So make sure you check out
me as well. I'm going to be doing some stuff on Stereo and also some collaborative stuff with the one here, with the silly one here. It's going to be great.
Ha ha!
Exactly. You want more of this energy? You want more of this cadence, this vibe, this aura?
You know what I mean?
Go over to Stereo. More information will be out, you know, as far as how to connect to that.
Yeah, honestly, bro, you get that shit downloaded ASAP, kid, and we can go ahead and get this shit started as soon as we can.
No diggity.
So download that bitch.
Come here, bitch, so I can download you. Come here, bitch, well so I can spoken. Download you.
Okay.
Downloaded.
Thank you guys so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Podcast. Stay tuned to some shout outs that I gotta go ahead and do. Wes, we have to do this shit again because I love your melodic voice and your vivid face.
Yes.
And your creative mind. Yes. You know what I'm saying?
I would love to come back.
All of those amazing things.
I have to look down and make sure.
Oh, you will.
Yep, I'm still melanated. Yep, I sure am.
Even if I gotta M Night, you know, if I gotta fucking misery you and tie you up and do a podcast against your will, dude, we'll have to Kathy Bates I'll Kathy Bates you.
I'm so down for that. I'm even down for the Shyamalan twist of Wes, I invited you on this podcast to talk about cooking and unicorns, psych horror stuff. no, this isn't what I wanted. I just got these draws.
I didn't agree to this. Before we end out this podcast, guys, I just have one thing to say. That was for Wes.
Oh my God, G. Oh my G. Be friends anymore. we may have to talk about our friendship.
With that being said, guys, I'll see you guys, or I guess you'll hear me once again after this break. Wes, it's been a pleasure.
Bye.
I'll see you next time.
Golly. Peace.
Are you into the secret histories of exorcisms, Christmas massacres, killdozers, and concert disasters?
How about haunted mansions, the Philadelphia Experiment, the Dorm of Death, or candy corn?
Then you're going to love Ghost Town, a hilarious and sometimes not so hilarious twice-weekly podcast.
On Wednesdays, we discuss the secret history of an abandoned, unexplored, haunted, or mysterious place from anywhere in the world.
And on Fridays, we cover an amazing historical failure from any time in history.
Ghost Town is 100% safe and legal. We guarantee it.
It's also fun, spooky, and can contain a riot,
a massacre,
a murder,
or an arch deluxe.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
I'm Jason Horton.
And this is Ghost Town. And you can find Ghost Town wherever you listen to podcasts.
Ah, that was so much fucking fun. I love, love, love recording episodes with my friends or even other podcasters. Or if they're both, that rocks too. And usually if you're recording with me, we'll be friends by the end of that time anyway. So, yeah, shout out to the OD podcast. You know what I'm saying? DJ Hey Cousin, a.k.a. my bestie Wesley Roberts. It was amazing having you on here, and we're definitely going to bring you back to scare you again. I enjoyed all three of the times that I got you on the Girl Scream. I think I got him on his podcast. We recorded and we discussed. It was a nice, fun Halloween-themed podcast. So make sure you check out the OD podcast, available everywhere that podcasts are. And let me tell you, if there's anything that you can take from this podcast episode, it's nothing in life is certain, and that goes double for death, okay? Also, living in the woods is asking for creepy shit to happen, and it's also begging for shitty cell reception, so you can't call for help, and also maybe extremely poor Wi-Fi connection, okay? If the serial killers and the ghost don't get you first, the annoyance of the constant buffering on whatever it is you're streaming will. That'll annoy you to death. So I guess try not to live in the woods if you can help it. Stay away from abandoned farmhouses or old Victorian homes as well. These are professionally silly life rules, people. I am here to save lives. Shout out to indiatimes.com, ranker.com, and of course the occultmuseum.com. That has become a favorite site of mine to find creepy, paranormal, terrifying, what the fuck factor kind of shit. So they these websites helped me find my spooky stories to share with you. So that was a lot of fun. Please Please email me any stories that you have that you want to share, whether they're scary, funny, paranormal, weird, embarrassing, what have you. Send them to me, because my plan is to have more listener episodes. I want to have more of you involved in the podcast. That's how we keep this bad boy going. Email them to me at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. Everything is spelled correctly. ITS, the word professionally, then the word silly@gmail.com. If you have any stories, you know, share them. I want them. Secrets, creepy home alone stories, confessions, whatever you got, send them in. Okay? But also let me know in the email if you want to be anonymous or what you want me to call you. Otherwise, I'm just going to read off what I see. You can also call me through the Anchor app to leave a voice message for the podcast. It will definitely make it on there unless you're spewing racism or something. I probably won't put that in. Or you can hit me up on my Google voice number, 805-664-1828. Leave me a voice message or text message me, and I'll be sure to put that on the podcast unless you guys say otherwise. I've also got a P.O. box as well, so snail mail me, P.O. box 29892, Los Angeles, California, 929, okay? Shout out to my loyal returning listeners. You guys are dope as fuck, and you definitely keep me inspired to keep going with this podcast. And knowing that you guys are digging me and my podcast, it makes me want to keep doing this, you know, and I've got so much more for you as well. Every Friday, we get professionally silly, okay? So make sure that you're tuning in every Friday. You just wait. I got shit for you. I would also love it, guys, if you could do me a favor and leave me a review of my podcast on whichever directory that you're using. Help me reach new listeners by letting them know how you like the podcast. You know, let them know. Speaking of loyal listeners, as I said before earlier in the episode, I've got some exciting news. We have ourselves a new listener supporter. This makes two, guys. We on it now. Shout out to Ebony M for her monthly donation to the Professionally Silly podcast. It means so much to me that you guys believe in me so much that you're willing to do that. Tears, guys. You don't... When I got that email, I was like, no fucking way. I got two suckers? I'm kidding. But thank you guys so much. It means a lot to me. It really fucking does. Thank you. So shout out to to Stephanie, not Stephanie, to Ebony, excuse me, to Ebony and Stony. I just put both of those words together. I don't know how I did that. They are my two listener supporters, and I appreciate the both of you. So before we go, you know, it's time for podcast shout out corner, a little PSC for you guys. Given our spooky vibes for this particular episode, I decided to go ahead and shout out Bad Vibes Storytelling. This guy, he has a YouTube channel, two of them. He tells scary stories on them. Bad Vibes Storytelling and Bad Vibes No Sleep. So Bad Vibes, that's the name of the person who tells the spooky stories. So luckily for us, he also comes in podcast form. So that's, it's great. He, Bad Vibes Storytelling discusses true horror stories that actually happened to real people. And Bad Vibes No Sleep discusses fictional horror stories. So this is, it's a lot of fun. So if you're in the mood to be terrified, make sure you go ahead and check out Bad Vibes Storytelling and tell them that the Professionally Silly Podcast sent you. Okay. Shout out to Ebony M and Stony M. Oh, you both have your last name to start with M's. Fire. For their monthly listener support donation. If you are digging the Professionally Silly Podcast, you can now support my silly content by making monthly donations. This will be very helpful in making the Professionally Silly Podcast even better and help move the silly forward. You can now make monthly donations. You can donate as low as 99 cents a month, $4.99, or $9.99 a month right here on the Anchor app. And if you have a commitment issue, or you don't trust a bitch, or you don't have the Anchor app, there's always PayPal. PayPal me at www.paypal.me/AmberSmilesJones. Let's keep the silly flowing. Oh, and also check out the show notes below for some bonus information, like my social media stuff. I got TikTok, Instagram, Twitter. I got two YouTube channels, Professionally Silly and Paranormal Blacktivity. Shit gets real on both of those channels. We have a lot of fun. I recently got myself a Cameo page, so if you want a shout out for a friend or a birthday, whatever you want, check me out on Cameo. It doesn't cost much, so check that out there. The info is in the show notes. Oh, and I just downloaded the new app. It's called Stereo. So we can pretty much do live podcasts here where you can insert yourself in the conversation verbally. So it's pretty fire. It works kind of like a random video chat, like Omegle, except it's audible. So if you don't like the person you're chatting with, you know, if you chat with a random person, you can just swipe to the next person if you're not digging their vibe. So imagine being able to have your own live radio show, and your listeners can even leave you audible messages that you can play during your live stream. It's a lot of fun. So make sure you guys follow me there at True Smiles Jones, TRU, and then the word smiles and the word Jones. I try to put Amber Smiles Jones, but it was too many characters, so I decided to use a handle that I have on my other social medias. Don't forget, this podcast is on Twitter and Instagram at It's Pro Silly. Tweet me and share your opinions of my older or newer episodes. And once again, guys, I'm your audible boo thang, Amber Smiles Jones. And thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station here on Anchor FM, where I take my silliness seriously. Until next time, my loves, watch where you step. There are pieces of shit everywhere. And I'm trying my damnedest to vote one of them out of office. Y'all take care. See you next time.